Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, Jim. Again, our Friday get-togethers, and I enjoy them.
We love to hit listener questions first. Our first questions come from regular listener Michael. Hi, Jim and Bob. His first question, zero hedge headline, Bitcoin flash crashes more than $2,000 amid stale reports, SpaceX sold its stake. Bob, I thought Bitcoin was going to be the moon atop Elon's rockets. Is this an example of what goes up must come down?
Definitely, and I looked up the one Bitcoin thing that I follow, and it peaked in October 21, and I took that as part of the peak of the great bubble, which the senior indexes peaked sort of mainly in January 2022. So, and it's been down since, and it's enjoyed a rally, and it looks like it wants to roll over. Probably with the rest of the market, probably after August.
A friend of the show, Eric Haddock, who will be on This Week in Money, he pointed out to us that Bitcoin really follows the S&P index almost precisely. When it's up, Bitcoin's up, and when it's falling, Bitcoin follows the same thing. So there, you could actually use that as a chart for Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I would quip it that it exists for the market. So it is the market, and it goes up, and also the S&P is the market. So they go up and down together, yeah.
A second question from Michael. Financial experts report that consumers have a lot of cash and excess credit card purchasing power, and thus consumer spending will keep the USA and Canada out of recession. But tightening credit is putting pressure on business. Bob, I'm confused. Are we in a new consumer-led inflationary bull market or in the beginning of a deflationary bear market due to the unavailability of credit for refinancing? Will one cancel the other out, leading to a soft landing?
Highly unlikely a soft landing. But this one, you met the start of it, that financial experts report consumers have a lot of cash and excess credit purchasing power. I haven't really seen that one, so it could be somebody looking at near-term numbers. I don't know, but the problem will be a sudden and drastic loss of liquidity. That will affect all markets, stocks, bonds, commodities, real estate, everything. So we're the bubble completed, and we are generally in the transition from a great bubble to a great contraction. And this could be advanced, as we've been noting, probably after August. Things would be really quite all right into mid-year, which was our view back in October in the gloom then. And then also, when we do these seasonals, I kind of like to point out is that you get up to, say, an expected seasonal high around mid-year, and if the technicals are not overbought, you might not get too much of a correction. But on this move, And I think it was in March we mentioned that, hey, maybe this thing could conclude with a good surge, which it did. There were wild individual stocks, the wild seven samurai that came up and just did technical excesses. So I think we've got the top of the bubble in January 2022, and this has been a very robust test of those highs. And as I said, there were exotic stuff made new highs, or were suddenly created and made new highs. And I think it's heading south, and we'll know a little more about this after August.
Well, Canadians also don't have the amount of cash on hand that Americans do, because overall we have a higher taxation rate. And the Prime Minister's Environment Minister slapped a new carbon tax on us July 1st, which, according to the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, will suck another $1,100 to $1,200 out of the pocket of the average family. So, yep. Again, we don't have the extra cash to to keep the economy going when it's going to taxes.
Yeah, I did not. Yeah, no, I agree, Jim. You've got a good handle on that one, yeah.
We'll be taking a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye when we return.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're chatting with Bob Hoy. Bob, some of the headlines that caught your eye. The first one, Ford CEO thinks company will teach Americans to love electric cars. That's from Breitbart.
That is absolutely a stunning boast. This is the chief executive officer of Ford Motors. You know what I mean? And he's drinking the Kool-Aid, man. It's amazing. I think the electric car vehicles has just been a promotion that, in an age of promotions, has hooked up. And I think the whole thing's going to roll over with the contraction. And they've got images in China of literally thousands of electric cars parked and just sitting there waiting to explode. Sorry to laugh on that.
Well, I know when lithium batteries burn, they explode, and they can burn for days.
Oh, yeah. Now, a friend of mine is a very technical engineer guy, and he consults to the major motor companies on assembly efficiencies and stuff like that. So he's really up on it. And, oh, yeah, it is. Those lithium batteries, the trouble is built in. And they have to be assembled in an absolutely oxygen-free environment. How free can you get? And absolutely bone-dry conditions. Anything, any little of either of those contaminants, and you got a future problem. No, they blow up, and that's all there is to it, and best be avoided, because there's no advantage to operating one, and then eventually somewhere the governments are going to run out of money, so they won't be subsidizing them. So,
well, I can't wait until the distance traveled tax comes in, where you'll have to send in a photograph of your odometer at the beginning of the year and then at the end of the year and pay pricing on that, because as more people use electric cars, they're not paying road tax right now on their gasoline.
Yeah, because gasoline, some of it goes to
70% of gasoline is taxes in Vancouver.
Yeah,
of the price. Headline from the Wall Street Journal, Carl Icahn should be sailing into the sunset. Instead, he's scrambling to save his empire. Do you know who Carl Icahn is?
Yeah, he great wheeler dealer back in the 80s, and he built a huge empire, and this was corporate raiding, all that kind of stuff there. And he's in his late 80s and trying now at this age to defend his position, which is coming under pressure. I took a quick scan of the details and was sad to see it, whereas a guy his age should have got himself very protected years ago. So, however, he's a game player.
Headline from Yahoo, country garden poses new risk for China's economy.
Now, I took Country Garden to be another one of those companies. And, you know, what was it? Oh, Evergrande. Evergrande, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment.
Evergrande, and yeah. we'll probably see some headlines on it until the company actually disappears.
I think when they say Country Garden, is that one of their real estate companies?
I think it is. I glanced at the article. It's a real estate company.
Oh, yeah, okay. And let's get into Evergrande has just filed for bankruptcy protection. It's the second largest real estate company in China. There have been protests for the last 2 years over investors not getting their money back.
Yeah. So now we got another one. Another colorful name.
China's hedge funds in crisis after losses as U.S. investors retreat.
Yep. Yeah, they got themselves all leveraged up on whatever they were playing, and it's going against them. So, you know, the hedge used to mean you were offsetting your position. And I remember one of the quips was that the only perfect hedges you see are in a Japanese garden. But anyways, hedge funds now become highly leveraged speculations, and usually in one direction only.
One of the reasons I heard for that is you can't really trust the Chinese government, which has a hand in every business by law in China, because they change the rules on you all the time. So you invest, okay, I have to hand over 64% of my profits to the Chinese government. Yeah. And then you invest all that money, and then the next day they say, oh, no, it's 95%.
Yep, you're dealing with communists, declared communists over there.
Also, one of the interviews I did 2 years ago said, the face of Chinese business has changed. 8 years ago, they were just damn glad to see investors and people interested in helping out the Chinese economy. Now China, under their new president, has totally changed their tone, their hard line. You will do business here or else.
Right.
And people are pulling their factories out of China if they can and moving them to Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, countries like that. Because, again, even though they may have hardline regimes like they do in Vietnam, they're damn glad to see investment and jobs for their people, and they don't have an arrogant attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. China's worsening economy is hurting corporate America, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, yeah. Troubles spread, don't they? Yep.
Well, when you send all your factories to a country that changes the rules on you, you're going to be bitten. Gerald Celente brings that up on This Week in Money, which you can listen to this weekend.
Yeah.
Headline again. Boy, it's all China today. China is becoming more trouble than it's worth for U.S. investment banks.
That said it, didn't it? Yep.
From Reuters, Russia's central bank jacks up rates to 12% to support the ruble, which is at record lows.
Yeah, this is another one of these economists where the currency craps out. So naturally, market forces raise interest rates, and then the central bank gets in and raises its rate to look like it's in charge. So it's the standard. Currencies crash, interest rate, local rates go up. Age old, yep.
Fitch warns big banks face downgrades on their credit rating. That's the same credit rating service that downgraded the U.S. government's debt.
Yep, they give the warning there too. And I think it's correct for these rating agencies to provide the warning.
Now, of course, Janet Yellen chewed out Fitch for downgrading the debt, but really, the U.S. government is spending money it's never had and likely never will, right, Bob?
Most reckless government in U.S. history.
And our final headline, Empire State Survey shows new orders are plunging.
Yeah, now that Empire State Survey means New York State, and it's manufacturing. And I looked at the numbers, and the number for July, the economists were expecting it to be down 1 point. And for the month before, it was up 1 point. So their estimate for the July number, which is the one that was released, was up 1 point. It was down 19 points. I mean, these are orders of magnitude, huge. So manufacturing in New York State is shutting down, according to this one. And it's a shocking drop in numbers. I browsed around, and I got the original source on that, and those were the numbers. They weren't from one source that might have copied them incorrectly. So that's an amazing number. So, yeah.
Bob, always a pleasure chatting with you.
Jim, it's always fun, and you have a good weekend now.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy, the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter @HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.